Blog Talk Radio.
Is he blessing you, but he has blessed you and he will bless you.
We bring you greetings from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. We are so appreciative for each and every one of you all joining us this evening for a wonderful Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio. Again, it is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Rand Jr. And again, I'm so appreciative for being with you tonight. We thank God for Reconciliation Ministries, working with and working in association with Blog Talk Radio, or rather Omega Ministry Group. Omega Ministry Group. We thank the Lord for the stores and for all those who are participants of Omega Ministry Group in many forms and fashions and ways that we participate and that we do. We are so thankful and so grateful that God has blessed us and God is providing a way for us to do ministry. I am in the car. I'm on my way to pick up some family members from the airport. They needed a ride, and I could have said no, but God has blessed us with technology where we can do two things at one time. So without further ado, I'm going to pray that everything goes well tonight and that God's favor will continue to fall on us. Will you join me in a word of prayer? We thank you, Father, for, first of all, who you are, and we thank you for the busyness of today. We understand, Lord God, that we go through trials and tribulations. We work. We have the sweat off of our brow. But that just proves that you're still blessing us and still working in us. You have provided grace and mercy. We thank you for that. We are so appreciative, and Lord God, we say thank you again. We also pray, Lord God, that you will continue to bless those who are sick and shut in. Continue to grant healing to all those who are listening live to this broadcast or who might be listening to the rebroadcast. We pray blessings upon them. Again, we give you all honor and praise. And then we now pray that this word tonight that I will share, that it will be your words, that it will be what you have blessed. It is what you have given me to share with your people. I pray, Lord God, that you will will bless, that you will continue to be a blessing to us. And I thank you, Lord God, first of all, really, because you've been so good and you've been gracious. And Lord God, you've made a way out of no way. And Lord God, I know there are times that we might seem selfish or unappreciative, but I just want to say on behalf of me, I just want to say thank you. Lord God, thank you. Lord God, allow this word to be your word and be a blessing to your people. And everything I say and do, I give you honor and praise in the name of your Son, who is our Savior. His name is Jesus the Christ. We say amen. Well, tonight we want to look at a passage, pericope, for those students. We want to look at Acts, the 14th chapter, and we'll be reading pretty much 1 through 19, or what we won't be reading, but that's what we'll be discussing. And before we go into tonight's lesson, let me just say, if you have a question or a comment, you can press 1 on your phone, and we will definitely acknowledge you. We will allow, we will be taking your phone calls. You know, that as always, I push that this is about participation, that we want to have a dialogue and a discussion. And then for those who are listening to the rebroadcast, we ask that you will send us an email, and you can send that email to jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, J-A-Y, V as in victory, ANN@yahoo.com. Well, tonight, again, we talked about coming from the book of Acts, the 14th chapter. And the subject that we want to discuss is not about me. That's the subject, or the subject title, if you know. It's not about me. We find here in this book, this act, and we know that Acts is named after the Acts of the Apostles, that it gives stories of the life and the calling of Jesus' disciples, of those who he has taught, and now they have gone out to teach others. And we come across these two apostles, these two disciples, Paul and Barnabas. And Paul and Barnabas are two of, Paul is one of the great apostles, has written over two-thirds of the New Testament. But we find Paul and Barnabas here being able to perform miracles. He first talks to a blind man, and Paul sees this man and then asks this man, do you want to see? And what Paul first noticed is that Paul noticed that this man had a desire to see. Now, one of the things that we have to realize that without desire, we really can't do but so much. I am kind of discussing and dealing with the fact that my youngest brother, Warren, sometimes he doesn't look like he has a desire to live. And what I've had to do is I've had to encourage him, and then I've had to ask him, ask him and then encourage him. One of the things that we have to realize is that desire to do something, that desire to be something, to do God's will, to be a blessing. Once we have that desire, then God will in turn deal with us and put us in situations where our desires come to light. The Word of God says that if we walk upright, God will grant us the desires of our hearts. Now, again, we talk about desires. Those are things that are a want, or I would even say a stronger want. And it is not just a want, but it's sort of a need. So here, Paul blesses. Sees this man's desire to want to see. He then asks the man, and then after he asks the man, then he goes on and blesses the man to see. And one of the things that we was discussing this in the men's prayer line this morning, or either yesterday, we was talking about the fact that there are some people who God will use to bless others, but they, in turn, will take the glory. Now, again, our subject or our title tonight is, it's not about me, but about you. And I think one of the things that we have to do is understand that God will use us, but when God uses us, it is not so that we will get the glory. It is not for people to praise us, but it is that God will get the honor. In Matthew's, Jesus heals this blind man, and they ask, well, they first, the disciples and the Pharisees and Sadducees ask Jesus, who have sinned? Was it him or was it his parents? Because he's been blind since birth. And Jesus says, neither. He's been blind so that God will be able to get the glory when the healing comes upon him. And that's, you know, let me put it to Javan. I'm not quoting it verbatim. But he is saying that it is so that God can get the glory. We have to realize that there are certain situations, or rather, all situations are set up from the beginning of time. God is the only one who looks down at lives and knows our beginning, our middle, and our end. So what he is looking for us to do is to trust him that he is leading and guiding us to do his will. As we are doing his will, God is saying to us, I'm going to take care of you, but I'm also going to use you to be a blessing for others. Now, God used Jesus to heal this man, and then the man and the people want to go out, and Jesus says, go and tell no one. Now, the reason why is because Jesus doesn't want people just to come and come to him just for a healing, or just because when I say healing, I mean in a negative sense, meaning that there are some people that will come and use you or come and be around you only until as long as you're able to provide a service or a duty. And when you're no longer able to provide that service or duty, they no longer have a need for you. And Jesus does not want us to treat him like Santa Claus. Jesus wants us to come and worship, to serve him, but to worship him also. So, we get to this place where Paul and Barnabas, they heal this man. And the people are amazed. And Paul has a dialogue with the people and say, hey, this is, you know, God's will. God did this. And the people start beginning to believe that Paul and Barnabas are God themselves, because of the fact that he is, because of the fact that Paul is healing him or heal the man, he does not want him to realize, or he doesn't want people to realize that He is a God. I apologize. What the people start beginning to see or start to want to worship Paul and Barnabas. And what we have to do, now, let me preface this. I believe that God can use any and everybody. And that even God will use sinful people. But as long as he is getting the glory, that's all that matters. Now, there are people today that will claim to heal, that will claim to be the one that will heal you. And they have, they will begin to start want to charge you. Now, what we have to do as believers, we have to understand that those kinds of gifts are freely given from God. And if God gives them freely, then what? How do we have a right to start charging people for what God has given to us? And why would we, as believers, pay people for what God has done? Now, yes, I understand the whole concept of blessing the people of God, the servants of God. I get that, and that's fine, but it's a whole different concept when we get to a place where people start wanting to charge us and start saying that if we don't pay, then we are not going to be blessed. That's a lie from the pits of hell. And it is our responsibility to make sure that we don't get caught up in such nonsense, that we don't get caught up with the idea or get caught up in the concept that we got to pay for the blessings of God. We have to believe, and we got to know. Excuse me, y'all. That God is blessing us, and that God can use us, but we should never get, as we would say, a case of the big heads, to think that we are God. God uses us so that we can do his will, and God uses us so that he will get the glory. We have to realize that is not about us, but it's about God. It's not about us. Yes, I know you can sing, and I know when you sing, it seems like everybody gets delivered. But let me tell you, sister, let me tell you, partner, it's not your singing. I know you can preach and you hoop and you holler and you squall. But let me tell you, brother, let me tell you, sister, it's not your preaching. And when you get to the place that you start thinking it's your preaching and your singing, then we got problems. That's when we really have problems. We got to get to the place, my brothers and sisters, and know that God is using us to do his will so that he can get the glory. My brothers and sisters, when do you come to the realization that God is using you, but it's not about you? I mean, really. When do you come to that realization? When do you say, you know what, God? Use me. And I know I get tired. I know I get frustrated. But God, use me, so that somebody else can have a better relationship with you. Use me so that somebody can clearly find, know who you are. When are you going to say to God, no matter how you bless me, no matter what you, how you use me, I'm willing to be your servant. I'm willing to be submissive to your will. Lord, I know it's not about me, and I know that people might not even say thank you. But I know what I'm doing is satisfying you. That is blessing you. That is giving you honor. That you are getting the glory from my life. I know, God. Again, it gets frustrating. And let me just say, even in my own life, I've had to ask God, why me? And I know you probably even asked that yourself. Why you? But the better question is, why not you? Don't you think that God can get the glory from your life? Don't you think that God has the authority to use whoever he wants to use? Again, you all know that there's been times that I didn't even think I was worthy to even do a blog show, because I didn't think I had anything to say. And what I've come to realize is I don't have anything to say. But what I have done is allow God's words to manifest. And when his words come out, then that's truly when God is blessing. So I say to you, don't get so caught up in the signs and wonders and the miracles. But expect signs and wonders and miracles. Expect people to get healed. Expect the blind to be given sight. Expect people to get up from sick beds. Jesus said that we will perform more miracles than him, greater miracles. So the question is, and you might not have the answer on that, and I don't have the answer, but question is, we are to be performing these miracles, and God ought to be getting the blessing from our lives. All right. Seems like this person doesn't want to move, but we thank God for grace and mercy. We thank God for how he is going to bless. So what we're going to do, we're going to play this song, this quick song. And then once we play the song, then we'll be right back to finish our conversation. Again, it's not about us, but it's about what God is doing through us. We'll be right back.
I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you.
Lord, I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you.
Think about it.
In him do I live, moving at my being.
Amen. That's right. You got to know and understand that we are nothing without God. Without him, we have nothing. We are nothing. So again, we are looking at the 14th chapter of Acts, and we are looking at the fact that it is not about us, but it's really about God. It's about understanding that it is not us, despite him using us, that we get the glory, or we even deserve it, of the glory. Now, we stopped off and we left off at the fact that the people began to start talking to and start dealing with Paul and Barnabas, and they started saying, well, y'all gods, and you know, we got to worship you all. I thank God that they had the common sense, not like some preachers of today, that they had the common sense to say, it's not about me, but it's about God, that I'm nothing more than flesh and blood, that I'm a man like you, but God has chosen to use me in such a way to be a blessing, that it is God who gives rain to the crops. It is God who makes the sunshine and makes the moon shine. So when we look at the fact that when God uses us, that we have to say, though the blessing might come to us, though we might be laying on of hands, or we might be praying, we might be singing, we might be preaching, it is through the Holy Spirit that works through us that God will use us, and God gives the glory, and a manifestation of whatever God wants will happen. Now, again, I will say that as we all have done, we have all gotten the big heads. We have all come in our at one time and said, it's about us, and look at what I did, look at my education, look at what my money bought. And I don't know about you, but for me, God has quickly sat me down and reminded me quickly to say, son, it's not you, but it's me working through you. Now, when we look at the rest of this chapter 14, we see that the people come into an understanding that they realize that, yes, it's not Paul and Barnabas, but it is actually through the Holy Spirit working through them. And if we as a society, if we as a church come to a better understanding, then we too will be able to collectively work together and come to a place where God will get the glory. And I personally believe that when we come to that understanding, that we won't have all these isms and schisms, and we won't have all of these great divides. Just because you worship God in your way doesn't make you right or wrong, and just because you're different from me. But God is still blessing us. God is still working through all of us, and we are all serving the same God. Now, again, we are thankful for this word. We pray that something that was said tonight will be a blessing to you. As we always do, we want to conclude in a word of prayer, and then we'll discuss quickly whatever, if someone has a comment or criticism. We thank you, Lord God, for this word. We thank you for these two examples of men who realize that it's not them, but it's you working through them. Allow all of us to come to that understanding. Whenever you use us, whenever you bless us, we realize, Lord God, that we are blessed to be a blessing, and that whatever we have, whatever we acquire, whatever we attain, you are the source. You are the source of everything. We give you honor. Allow us, Lord God, to be used by you. Even when we don't want to, still use us, Lord God, that you'll get the glory. We thank you. We give you honor. We give you praise. In the name of your Son, my Savior, and his name is Jesus the Christ, we say amen. Amen. So we're now going to open up the mics. No, we're not. We're not going to do that tonight because I can't drive and do my code at the same time. So what we're going to do is ask you to please come back next Wednesday. As always, there are many men and women who is used of God, who God used to share his word on every Monday night. We have the Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his wife, Tammy Storr, from 8 to 9, that speak about oneness and relationships. And then that's 8 to 9. At 9 o'clock, Minister Leah Killings comes on, Mighty Woman of God. She shares from 9 to 9:30. It's yours truly, Reverend Jay Van. Every Wednesday on Thursday nights, we have Bishop George Flint and from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then on Saturday, we have Minister Joseph Collins. We praise God for him, and we praise God for you. As always, please come back. We will be here to be used of God. And I pray that this week, God will use you. And give him honor when he does. As always, peace and love, Jay Vane.